SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a joint session of Congress after being invited by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank you for giving me the profound honor of addressing this great citadel of democracy for the fourth time.
Netanyahu called for the United States and Israel to work together. He called the war against Iran and Hamas a clash between barbarism and civilization. Outside the chamber, police were taking action against pro-Palestinian demonstrators.
Thousands of protesters descended on Washington, chanting, Some tried to block streets ahead of Netanyahu's speech. Police wearing gas masks blocked the crowd, which was calling for an end to the war that has killed more than 39,000 Palestinians, from getting closer to the Capitol. U.S. Capitol Police said in a post on social media that some members of the crowd had become violent and failed to obey with orders to move back from the police line. Hayat Panjwani, Washington.
The gunman in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump is believed to have done a Google search 1 week before the shooting of How Far Away Was Oswald from Kennedy? That word comes from FBI Director Christopher Wray during testimony Wednesday before Congress. He's revealing new details about a suspect who seems to have taken a keen interest in public figures, but had otherwise not left behind clear clues of an ideological motive. The online search was recovered from a laptop tied to 20-year-old gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow is down by 504 points. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by a fire, says church officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist Dallas senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the costs. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890. It now stands as a charred shell, with its stained glass windows ruined and virtually everything inside its brick walls destroyed. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A wipeout on Wall Street sent stock indexes to their worst day since 2022, as big tech dragged the market lower following profit reports from Tesla and Alphabet. The S&P 500 slumped 2.3%, its fifth drop in the last 6 days. The NASDAQ Composite skidded 3.6%, and the Dow fell 1.2%. Tesla tumbled after the electric vehicle maker said its profit for the spring sank 45%. Alphabet dropped despite delivering better than expected profit and revenue. The Dow was down 504 points to close at 39,853. The NASDAQ lost 655 to 17,342. The S&P 500 dropped 128 points to 5427. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.